This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top U.S. envoy says the United States agrees with Israel that the fight against the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas will take months, but officials are discussing the timetable for scaling back from high-intensity combat to more precise ways of targeting the militant group's leaders. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke Friday with Israeli officials amid growing American unease about the mounting death toll in Gaza. A prosecutor in Denmark says authorities are holding two people in custody and four others are the target of a terrorism probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The cases coincide with one arrest in the Netherlands and several in Germany of alleged Hamas members. Germany says the three people arrested are suspected of preparing attacks on Jewish institutions in Europe. Danish authorities haven't formally established a Hamas link, but that one person was arrested in the Netherlands. The Danish prosecutor says the two suspects being held in Denmark have been ordered to remain in pre-trial detention until January 9. The whereabouts of the other four weren't immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg said in Stockholm on Friday the COP28 climate deal reached with huge fanfare this week in Dubai won't stop temperatures rising beyond critical levels.
This text is toothless and it is nowhere even close to being sufficient to keep us within the 1.5 degree limit. It is a stab in the back for those most vulnerable.
Nearly 200 countries agreed at the summit to begin reducing global consumption of fossil fuel and adopt a raft of measures, including more clean energy production, to avert the worst effects of climate change.